Part E. Listening for pleasure. Pop songs. What a girl wants.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever keeps me in your arms.
Yeah, come on.
For giving me time to breathe, go rock your way to slow patiently while I got it together, while I figured it out. I only looked, but I never touched, 'cause in my heart was a picture of us holding hands, making plans, and it's lucky for me.
Lesson 10. Introducing Foreign Universities. Part A. Getting Started. Short Conversations. Listen to the tape carefully and choose the right answer to each question you have heard. 1. Sue, would you like a sandwich or something?
Oh, please don't bother. I can get something later.
Question. Why doesn't the woman accept the man's offer?
2. This is Mrs. Thatcher. My heater is not getting any power, and the weatherman says the temperature is going to be well below zero tonight. Could you get someone to come over and fix it?
This is the busiest time of the year, but I'll speak to one of our men about going over sometime today.
Question. Who did Mrs. Thatcher want to come over?
3. Did you notice that after almost 10 years in the United States, Mr. Lee still speaks English with such a strong accent?
Yes, but he's proud of it. He says it's part of his identity.
Question. What does the conversation tell us about Mr. Lee? 4. I thought this shirt was a great deal, but I washed it once and it shrunk so much that I can't wear it.
Some bargain. You should ask for a refund.
Question. What does the woman mean?
5. I want to play tennis tomorrow, but I didn't bring my racket with me this weekend. Do you have one I could borrow?
I do, but it has a broken string.
Question. What does the man imply? 6. We need a quiet place to study. My roommate's got company. Could we work over at your place?
Yeah, no problem. But I have to warn you, I haven't done much cleaning this week.
Question. Where will they go to study?
7. What do you think of the suit? With this new job, I've got to start dressing more professionally.
Well, the style is fine. You might want to reconsider the choice of color.
Question. What should the man do according to the woman? 8. A bunch of us are getting together to go to the basketball game on Saturday afternoon. You want to come?
Ooh, I'd love to, but I have to work.
Question. What will the woman probably do on Saturday?
9. Tom, could I bother you for a moment? I need someone to return this book to the library for me.
That's no bother at all. I'm on my way there now.
Question. What will the man probably do next?
10. I have to give an oral presentation in history class next week. I'm really nervous about speaking in front of everyone.
Try making a tape of yourself while you practice. That might help you feel more comfortable.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
11. Pam asked me to tell you to call her. She said you have her biology notes.
Oops. I was supposed to give those to her yesterday.
Question. What can be inferred about the man? 12. Hello, this is Margaret Matthews. I'm calling to make an appointment with Dr. Anderson for tomorrow morning.
Well, I can give you the number of Dr. Anderson's new office. He is not at this office anymore.
Question. What does the man imply?
13. You don't mind if we don't watch the soccer game, do you?
You must be joking. My sister is one of the star players.
Question. What can be known about the woman? 14. I hear you are thinking about moving back into the dorm next semester.
Who told you that? I'd never give up my apartment.
Question. What's the woman's recent plan?
15. Everything on this menu sounds delicious. What looks good to you?
Maybe just the salad. I had a late lunch.
Question. What does the man imply?
Part B. Intensive listening. Introducing foreign universities. Passage 1. The University of Massachusetts, Boston. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and complete the chart below. The University of Massachusetts, Boston was established in 1964 to provide the opportunity for superior education at moderate cost to the people of Greater Boston. It is located on a 175-acre campus on Columbia Point Peninsula, which it shares with the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library. UMass Boston is nationally recognized as a model of excellence for urban universities. The following is a list of frequently asked questions. Hopefully you'll find your answer here. Admissions.
If I am an international student, do I have to take the SAT, Scholastic Aptitude Test?
Yes, you do have to take the SAT. You will also have to take the Test of English as a Foreign Language, TOEFL.
What are the average test scores?
For the class of 2002, the SAT average score range was between 1,200 and 1,360. The ACT, American College Test average range, was between 26 and 30. The minimum TOEFL score we accept is 550, with the exception of the College of Communication, College of General Studies, and School of Management, which all require a minimum TOEFL score of 600. Academics.
Is Boston University a public school?
No. Boston University is the third largest independent private university in the nation.
How many students attend Boston University?
In the 1997-98 academic year, there were 15,538 undergraduate students and 10,750 graduate students.
How big are the classes?
The student-to-faculty ratio is 13 to 1. The average class size is 30 students. About 75% of the courses have between 1 and 30 students, and 4% have more than 100 students.
Do graduate students teach classes?
Most courses are taught by professors. In some cases, freshman English composition and introductory-level foreign language classes may be taught by part-time faculty or graduate students who are usually working on their doctorate.
Can I double major? Are there any restrictions?
You can double major in your own school or college, as well as between two different schools or colleges through the Boston University Collaborative Degree Program, BUCDP. Exercises. 2. Listen to the passage again and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you have heard.
1. John F. Kennedy Presidential Library is situated on Columbia Point Peninsula.
2. UMass Boston is known throughout the U.S. as an excellent urban university.
3. ACT is considered an unreliable test by most American universities.
4. The minimum TOEFL score required by every college of UMass is 550.
5. 75% of the classes have 30 students.
Passage 2. Cambridge University. Exercises. 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you have heard.
Cambridge University is one of the oldest universities in the world and one of the largest in the United Kingdom. There are at present 28 colleges, of which one is for men students only, and two for women only. The remaining 25 take both men and women. Cambridge University provides opportunities for academic achievement, which are probably unequaled. This is, above all, the place for students with inquiring minds who want to extend their mastery of an academic discipline. The admission standard is high. The great majority of entrants have at least AAB grades, a GCE A level, or the equivalent. But academic ability is the only quality they all share. Students at Cambridge come from a wide range of academic and social backgrounds. Whatever your background, you yourself have to make the decision to apply, and you, as an individual, will be considered for admission. At Cambridge, open days are arranged to help you experience the atmosphere and see the facilities in a college. Admissions and teaching staff will be there to answer any questions about academic matters, your qualifications, life in a college, and so on. This would be the moment to discuss your school courses, if they are in any way different from conventional academic A levels. If you cannot come to an open day, an informal visit to a college can often be arranged by contacting the admissions office well beforehand. Cambridge graduates traditionally go into a very wide range of occupations. Usually, over a quarter will continue with some form of further study, either for a higher degree or for a vocational qualification. 1. Which of the following statements is not true?
2. Who has to make the decision if one wants to apply for admission to Cambridge University?
3. What grades do the majority of entrants have?
4. During the open days, which of the following is not likely to be discussed?
5. Traditionally, what do Cambridge students do when they graduate?
Exercises. 2. Listen to the passage again and give a short answer to each of the following questions. Passage 3. Application procedures. Exercises. Listen to the passage twice and summarize the main idea of the passage with the words and phrases given. It is assumed that students are aware that they should initiate the application procedure a year in advance. The counselor should ensure, through publicity to schools and in newspaper advertisements, that this is widely known. The student and the counselor together compile a list of institutions which might include as many as 10 or 12 institutions. The student can decide later, on receipt of material in response to the first inquiry, which 3 to 6 applications to pursue seriously. There are 2 ways of making the first contact. Students can use the form of the Institute of International Education, request for application material, or they can write a letter giving the essential information about themselves that will enable the institution to decide whether or not to encourage submission of a full application. This information will include the following as a minimum. 1. Full name with the last or family name clearly indicated. 2. Day, month, and year of birth in the Western calendar. 3. Present mailing address. 4. Education to date, including secondary schools and universities attended, with dates, and diplomas received or expected, with indication of quality or achievement. Example, first, second, or third grade or division, A, B, C average, or rank in class, if known. 5. Total amount of money available on an annual basis, exclusive of travel. 6. Specific program of study and degree desired. Part D. Extensive listening. Speaking effective American English. In this part, you are going to hear a longer passage. The passage is printed below with some words and expressions missing. As you listen, fill in each of the blanks with the words and expressions you have heard.
There are 6 characteristics of speech, all of which are vital to speaking effectively. In this section, we'll look at each of them separately. These speech characteristics are basically important to you and your manner of speech. If you are not completely happy with the way your voice sounds, you may need to work on some of them. Remember that although we are going to talk about each characteristic individually, they must ultimately blend into compelling, articulate speech. Let's list them. They are pitch, inflection, energy, duration, tempo, and volume. Pitch is simply an acoustical property of the voice, having to do with its frequency, high to low. The pitch of your speaking voice is determined by a number of factors, including whether you're male or female. Early environment has an effect. If the people around you spoke in high pitches most of the time, chances are that you'll use primarily the upper third of your pitch range. Since Americans prefer voices pitched in the lower third of their range, speaking in a high voice pitch should be corrected. Genetic inheritance must also be considered. If a father had a very deep voice and sang bass in the church choir, then you, his son, may also sing bass and speak with a deep voice when it has lowered after puberty. Female voices change during adolescence just as men's voices do, although not as noticeably. An adult female's vocal cords normally vibrate about twice as fast as those of an adult male. As a result, her pitch is about an octave higher than a male's pitch. An interesting aside, though, contrary to popular opinion, a person's height or weight does not, as a rule, affect the pitch of the voice or its volume. When you meet a large or tall person with a tiny, high-pitched voice, it usually comes as a surprise. And once upon a time, it was thought that an opera singer had to be overweight in order to sing with force. Not so. You should usually speak at a comfortable vocal register. That's called your optimum pitch. Your habitual pitch, on the other hand, is the pitch range that you use most frequently. And a caution is in order. If you speak at too high or too low a pitch, some or most of the time, you may strain your vocal cords. That habitual pitch that you spoke of should not be constant, though. Expressive speech requires that pitch be varied. Variety is also the spice of speech. And that's the second characteristic of speech. Pitch variety is technically called inflection. Inflecting your pitch means that your voice rises and falls to impart added richness and meaning to your speech. Inflection is the most important element giving meaning to our spoken thoughts. You might say, "Well, isn't this exciting?" I detect a note of sarcasm. I believe that while you were saying one thing, you meant another. That's a technique used quite often when we are insincere or teasing. Sarcasm can add humor to our speech, but it can also hide true intentions and confuse our listeners. Well then, how about this? "Oh, isn't this exciting?" Well, now that was real excitement. And you communicated that excitement through inflection. And also, I think you raised your energy level a trifle. And so you see that inflection is a powerful speech tool. Always use it to your advantage in speech.
Part E, Listening for Pleasure, Pop Songs, Daughters.
Starting to see same. She's there, standing there, since the day she saw him walking away. Now I'm left cleaning up the mess he made. I don't think so. Father, speak it to your daughter. Daughters will love like you do it. Girls become lovers who turn into mothers. So mothers, be good to your daughters too. This boss will be strong, and boss don't turn wrong. But boss would be gone without a warrant.
This is the end of the tape.
Bye.